Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. It's the Pollard Farms 19th Annual Female Production Sale at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. It's Saturday, September 17th at noon. Pollard Farms will be offering 122 registered Angus lots, including donor dams, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, spring pairs, bred heifers, and more. Every female being sold has genomically enhanced EPD information, so you can know with confidence what genetics you're buying. For more information and to view the sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, live and feeder futures likely to open with mixed price action today, thanks to follow-through buying on one hand and profit-taking on the other. Now, hog issues are expected to open moderately lower, pressured by defensive fundamentals and technical selling. Well, now, welcome to the 11th hour in the cash cattle trade. Sometime between late morning and late afternoon, packers and feedlot managers will have to come to terms, at least enough to generate moderate trade volume. Early bids should be around 104 in the south, and look for about asking prices of 110 in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures should open on a mixed basis, as specs and commercials position ahead of cash market development. The hog buyers have successfully hammered away at the cash trade all week long, so we'll see little reason for them to change strategies today. Now, processors are planning another large Saturday kill, probably in the neighborhood of about 206,000 head. This speaks of both large county supplies and attractive processing margins. The futures on the hog side are likely to open moderately lower this morning, pressured by defensive fundamentals and commercial selling. The soybeans yesterday closed higher to end a 3-day slide, with higher crude oil and soy products making offering support. Our corn and wheat finished lower, with corn down after a larger than expected decline in weekly export sales. The wheat markets did close a few cents lower yesterday in light trading. Weekly export sales were about as expected, but down from a week ago. December soft red winter is now lower for the week and under key moving averages. It's near oversold territory on technical charts, with an RSI of nearly 37. Oversold is 30. Corn finished a little bit lower in light trading yesterday, with December coming to rest under key moving averages following the drop in the weekly export sales. And soybeans closed higher to recover some of what it lost in the days after Monday's bearish crop report. The daily export sale to unknown destinations was the first reported daily soybean sale in a week. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our cattle futures, live cattle October up 115 at 106.95, December up 60 cents at 106.97, October feeder cattle up 157 at 131.70, and November up 120 at 129.32. October hogs up 22 cents at 55.15, December up 35 cents at 49.45. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 2.25 cents at 4.16, and the March was down 2.5 cents yesterday at 4.32. Chicago wheat, December down 3.5 cents at 399.5. March down 2.25 at 422.25. December corn yesterday down 1.75 at 330. And the March down 2.25, 340.25. November soybeans up 7.75 at 950.5. January up 7.75 at 955.75. October cotton down 24 at 68.14. December up 13, 67.85. On the crude oil, October down 79, 43.12. And in November down 80 at 43.72. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.